As the crisis in the Middle East escalates, we have two people with us today to help sort through the situation. We're joined from New York by Walter Russell Mead, Senior Fellow for U.S. Foreign Policy at the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
And on the phone, we welcome Daniel Byman, who is the Director of Georgetown University's Center for Peace and Security Studies. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with you, Daniel Byman. Neither side appears to be backing down here. Can you give us a sense of how serious the current situation is between Israel and Lebanon? And are we looking at what's likely to develop into a regional war here?
The current situation doesn't necessarily lead to regional war, but it may, and that's what's of concern. You have not only Israel, Lebanon, and Palestinian groups involved, but we have Syria and Iran that have backed Hezbollah, Arab states watching this with grave concern, and this is a sort of crisis that could easily spread.
Do you agree, Walter Russell Mead?
Yeah, I think this is a very dangerous situation. The Rubicon hasn't been crossed yet, but there are a lot of people who have their feet wet. Hamas, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and Israel are all moving in directions that make a regional conflict more likely, not less.
Mr. Bush is refusing to pressure Israel for a ceasefire. His press secretary, Tony Snow, said yesterday the president would not make military decisions for Israel. Why is the president hesitant to step in here, even though some U.S. allies, in Europe in particular, are encouraging him to do so?
You know, I think to try to understand where Bush is, I think you got to look first that Hezbollah, next to al-Qaeda, has killed more Americans than any other organization around, and that certainly diminishes sympathy for it, and there's probably some hope that Israel will succeed.
Is there anything the U.S. can do to prevent this from escalating?
I don't see much myself right now. I mean, the situation is very fluid, and it changes from minute to minute, much less hour to hour. But I think if you look at Israeli politics and the policies of Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah, not to mention Hamas, this is not a moment when mediation is likely to succeed.
Mr. Byman, what about the U.S. allies in the Arab world? Are they getting involved?
They've been surprisingly critical of Hezbollah. Hezbollah has almost an iconic status among many Arabs because it is the only Arab organization that has defeated Israel through force of arms. And various states have come out quite critical of Hezbollah, saying that it essentially started this and should, not quite saying it should be held responsible, but by diplomatic standards, really saying that Hezbollah should be the one taking the first step to resolve this.
Let's talk now a bit about Hezbollah and its relationship with the Lebanese government. Can you describe it for us?
Hezbollah is an uneasy partner with the rest of the Lebanese government. Right now it has two positions in the Lebanese cabinet, but much of the Lebanese cabinet is actually quite anti-Syrian, while Hezbollah is probably the most important champion of Syria in Lebanon. Hezbollah was included in the government because it is the most important, the largest, and the strongest single organization in Lebanon, so to govern without it is practically impossible. But the organization and the rest of the government are often at odds, and part of what may be behind Hezbollah's decision to escalate when it did was as a way of discrediting the rest of the government that is anti-Syrian and showing that the Lebanese people are really on Hezbollah's side, not the government's.
Where does this conflict put the Lebanese government? Is it at risk?
The Lebanese government is exceptionally weak when it comes to enforcing order within Lebanon. One of the problems it has is that many members want to disarm Hezbollah, but the government simply doesn't have the strength in terms of troops who will fight to do so. The Lebanese people, of course, are suffering considerably. The government is shown to be impotent in the face of violence. And how politics will turn out the next 6 months, next year is uncertain, but it's certainly a crisis.
Mr. Mead, could this situation in Lebanon also, though, backfire for Hezbollah?
it seems that Hezbollah so far is not gaining the kind of international support that it hoped it would gain. And the defeat of Hezbollah, which is an ally of both Syria and Iran in Lebanon, is something that's actually appealing to a lot of people. I don't know that Hezbollah has carefully, or the Iranians have carefully calculated this dynamic.
Thank you, gentlemen. Walter Russell Mead is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, and Daniel Byman is director of the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.